Joe Biden, you're fired.
All right, well, that was quite the experience. We just got to listen to Donald Trump speak for about an hour and a half. We got the full Trump experience, the jokes, the stories, the circling back and forth between different stories. He's up there like a stand-up comedian. It really was vintage Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, the turnout was incredible. There was an overflow crowd of hundreds of people, if not 1,000 people, standing in the back of this venue. Of course, the entire venue up front was full as well. But it was quite something to be able to witness Donald Trump in action, doing his usual crowd work, which really, that's what it was. It was not the conventional speech. He was off teleprompter, and it was truly shooting from the hip.
Isn't this better than reading off a frickin' teleprompter? Right?
We got some funny impressions of Joe Biden. Take a listen to those.
And he always points. He goes like this. Thank you. Where am I? Thank you. And then he goes. You ever notice? And it's always he ends up going in the opposite direction, ultimately. But he goes. And then.
He also told the audience these long 10, 20 minute, even 25, pushing 30 minute stories about how he was able to defeat ISIS in just a matter of weeks. Take a listen to that.
We have the greatest soldiers in the world, but they're not allowed to do their job. I proved that with ISIS. Our soldiers knocked the hell out of ISIS once I took over and took it away from our fake television generals. We have great generals, but not the ones like Milley and these guys on television. They're fake. I had generals that were really tough. I had generals that I had to hold back, okay? We have great military, and it's only woke at the top. I don't think it can ever be wokenized at the lower levels, because these are great people, tough people. I really don't believe they could do it. It was only at the top. I say, so General Mattis and all these guys that tell me back in Washington that it'll take 4 or 5 years to defeat ISIS. Why? Sir, it's not true, sir. It's not true. I said, what's not true? We could do it very quickly. How quickly? 4 weeks, sir. Wait a minute. I was told 4 years. And you might not be able to, sir, we can have it done in 4 weeks. But I'd hit him from the left, I'd hit him from the right, I'd hit him from east and west and north and south, sir. They would, sir, they would be over very quickly. I said, well, why didn't they do it before? Because, sir, some of the ports and some of these runways are located in countries where they didn't want to be politically incorrect.
We wanted to speak to some of the attendees as they left the venue to see what they thought of the speech. And of course, the biggest question on the minds of attendees at CPAC this entire week has been, who will Donald Trump pick as his vice president? That's the question that the straw poll downstairs was asking. And that's the question we wanted to ask attendees as they left the Trump speech. Take a listen to some of their answers.
What do you think of the president's speech?
No, it's great.
If you guys had, if you were able to choose who Trump would pick as his VP, who would it be?
It's a lot. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. What's what do you think, Kerry?
Oh, I was thinking of Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Michael Flynn. He's the only one that has the knowledge, experience. He was a general. He knows everything. He knows who to keep, who to get rid of. Yeah.
Best speech I've ever heard in my life.
Who do you want to see the president pick as his VP?
Oh. DeSantis from Florida.
It was excellent. Good old comfort zone. He got off his speech and was spontaneous. And that's what everybody likes about him. He spoke from the heart.
What's the one issue you think the president should tackle in his next four-year term?
Well, I think we're all in agreement. The border has to be addressed first. You know, we're a very benevolent, giving nation. We were a long time before NATO, well, post-World War II. We were always giving people. And it's time for a little love to swing back our way right now. Here with America to get this border fixed first and then tackle all the other ills that are out there, not only within our government structure and our political structure, but helping with national and world security overseas.
What about a VP pick for Trump? Who do you like?
They're all, well, the ones that are bubbling up, Kristi Noem, Carrie Lake, Elise Stefanik, the ladies seem to be pretty impressive. Although there's a few guys there that are looking good, too.
It was quite frankly, one of the best speeches I've ever seen him give. You know, I like the stories
It was really incredible getting to hear, you know, what happened during the presidency. And I'm really excited for Trump to get back into the White House because we need some change. You know, we have an incompetent president that was illegally elected, who, quite frankly, is not even supposed to be in the White House right now.
How about a VP pick? Who you like?
Well, you know, right now I'm really pulling for Vivek Ramaswamy. You know, he's a great guy. I think he has a great vision for this country. And, you know, the most important thing about Trump's pick for vice president is because, you know, whoever Trump picks, that could be the next president of the United States after Trump. So he needs to make a solid pick, and I think Vivek is the right pick.
Oh, I thought it was great. I think he exceptionally, in an exceptional way, tied back in his stories after he kind of go off a bit in a way that obviously President Biden is incapable of doing. He brought up Biden's tendency to do two-minute speeches. Trump is obviously capable of doing those much longer and making them much more interesting, so I'm very excited.
What about a VP pick? Who you like?
I like Vivek. I think that the choices that are actually realistically on the table are between Carson and Vivek, considering Carson's extensive resume. But me personally, I support Vivek. I think he could really capture the youth vote like no other. I think he's very, very smart. So, I support Vivek.
Great. It's wonderful. I like the instead of conservative, is the common sense and it makes a lot of sense.
And for VP, who do you like? Who do you want Trump to pick as his VP?
Oh, that's tough. Hopefully DeSantis.
Trump's speech today was actually really funny. We connected with him. We love what he said today. I just think that I just really hope he could follow through if he does win. But I think we're really in jeopardy with this election. We really think it could be stolen. And then that would be it. If America falls, that's it. You know what I mean?
How about a VP pick? Who do you want to see the president pick as his vice president?
Well, Gnomes, definitely. Kristi Gnomes or Carrie Lake. Vivek, we don't trust him. You know, we hear some Soros money and his big pharmaceutical deals that he did. That's why we kind of don't really trust him, but I don't know. He might be okay. You don't want to have a too big enough personality, but you need a personality that will act like Trump, get stuff done, and shake the things in the White House.
What did you think of the president's speech?
Well, it was always fantastic.
For a VP pick, who do you like?
Dr. Ben Carson.
How about a VP pick? Who you like?
Vivek, probably.
Vivek?
Yes.
I thought it was great, and it was very powerful, and I think, honestly, President Trump is our only hope for saving our country.
And for a VP pick, who do you like? Who do you want President Trump to select as his vice president?
I like Ben Carson and Tim Scott. I think they would be a lot more trustworthy than Pence was.
All right, well, we found some Canadians who were in attendance at the speech. What did you guys think of the president's speech?
Awesome. It was amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
Well, I know we're Canadian, and the VP choice for Donald Trump doesn't really impact us too much, but if you guys were able to choose, who would you want to see be Donald Trump's VP?
Carrie Lake? She's great. Yes.
And we were asking attendees what they think of our prime minister, and since we've got some Canadians, I'm sure we're going to have some interesting opinions on Mr. Trudeau. What do you guys think of our prime minister?
I better not say. Well, I better not say.
We're all going broke. Our taxes are extremely high. The children are being indoctrinated in schools, and they're being programmed to be robots just to pay taxes like everybody else. And I think that things need to change. Because if we continue this way, I think that the middle class will be completely demolished, destroyed, and we just can't move forward like this. We need to bring God back in the schools, and we need to bring God back in our government, because without God, there's nothing.
Well, that wraps up our coverage for CPAC. It's been quite the trip. We've got to see quite a few Canadians as well in the audience. But of course, the main attraction, Donald Trump, he took the show away. All right, for more coverage like this, make sure to follow True North, like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and share this video on social media.